Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we are talking about one of the most common questions we see from anyone thinking about real estate. How long does it actually take to get your license?
And I think the reason it comes up so much is that the answer is not one number. People hear anything from a few weeks to over a year, and they do not know what to believe.
Right. And that confusion usually comes from mixing up two very different qualifications. The entry registration and the full agent license are not the same thing, and they do not take the same time.
So let's separate them out. What's the entry registration, and how long does that take?
The entry registration is the qualification that gets you your first job in real estate. In NSW and ACT, it is the Class 3 assistant agent. In QLD, it is the salesperson registration. In VIC, it is the agent's representative.
And the timeline on that one?
Weeks, not months. It is a small set of units delivered online and self-paced. A lot of people get through it while still working their current job, doing evenings and weekends.
So there is no waiting for a term to start, no set intake date?
None. You can start today and be applying for your registration within weeks. That is genuinely the entry point.
Okay, so what about the full license, the one that lets you run independently or open your own agency?
That is a bigger commitment, and it should be, because it is a bigger qualification. The Certificate 4 sits at 18 units in most states. The Diploma is 12 more advanced units on top of that. As a working range, both commonly take around 6 to 12 months self-paced.
6 to 12 months is a pretty wide range. What puts you at one end or the other?
The article breaks it down into four factors. Your state, because each state sets its own unit requirements, the number of units, which we've just covered, prior experience or qualifications, because recognition of prior learning can reduce what you need to study, and then the fourth one, which is the biggest factor you can actually control.
Your study hours.
Exactly. Self-paced means the pace is genuinely yours to set. The course waits for you, not the other way around.
That's the bit I think people underestimate. They hear self-paced and think it means relaxed, but it can actually mean faster if you put the time in.
The article gives a concrete example that makes it really clear. Say you have the Certificate 4 ahead of you, 18 units, and you can give it a steady 5 hours a week around your job. At that pace, you're looking at closer to 12 months.
Which is still completely fine. You finish with a nationally recognized qualification.
Absolutely. But if you find 10 or 12 hours a week, using quieter evenings and a chunk of the weekend, you can compress that down to closer to 6 months.
So it's not about having some kind of head start or being naturally quick at study. It's just consistency.
That is exactly what the article says. The people who finish fastest are the ones who study consistently, not the ones with a special advantage going in.
Are there practical habits that make a difference to the pace?
Three things come up. First, block out regular study time rather than waiting for a free afternoon that never arrives. Second, work through the units in order so each one builds on the last. And third, when you hit something you do not understand, ask the support team straight away.
That last one is interesting. People often sit on a problem for days before they reach out.
And that stalling is one of the main things that drags out timelines. Archer has an Australian-based support team there from enrollment to completion, so there is no reason to wait. The article specifically says the people who finish fastest are usually the ones who ask for help early.
Good call. What about after you finish the qualification? Can you start working straight away?
This is an important point the article makes. Holding the qualification is step one. Applying to your state authority for the actual license is a separate process with its own timing. The training provider issues the qualification. The state authority issues the license.
So build that into your plan.
Yes. Allow time for the application process and confirm the current requirements with your state authority. It is not complicated, but it is a separate step people sometimes do not see coming.
All right, so the short version, entry registration, you're looking at weeks. Full license, commonly 6 to 12 months, and your own study hours are the biggest factor.
That's it. And the single most useful thing you can do right now is get a realistic timeline for your specific situation. Every state is a bit different, and a 5-minute conversation can save you a lot of guesswork.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog for the detail, including how to compare the entry certificate and the full license, and how to study while you are still working your current job.
And if you want to talk it through with someone, Archer offers nationally recognized real estate training that is fully online and self-paced, with real Australian-based support. You can call the team on 1-800-069-273, and they'll give you a clear picture of what your path looks like.